The regular meeting of the Rio del City Council held on Tuesday, May 5th, included a preliminary review of the fiscal year 2015-2016 draft budget. The budget presentation was a snapshot of the current state of the city, and it did not include the anticipated revenue from the Measure U sales tax, which has not taken effect as of yet. Measure U is anticipated to bring in approximately $160,000, although the state tax board charges an administration fee that is taken out of that revenue. The current state of the budget shows an $87,420 deficit in the general fund. The streets fund is dropping dramatically due to a decrease in gas tax revenue. The sewer and water funds are both declining due to drought-related water conservation. The water operations budget will start fiscal year 2015-2016 over $16,000 in the hole, and that deficit is projected to increase to over $230,000 by the end of the fiscal year if no changes are made. Significant water rate increases will be needed to correct the deficit as well as make up for the reduction in water usage as residents conserve water. City Manager Kyle Knopp addresses the problems with the fund.
Obviously, the water fund was in trouble well over a year ago, but with the drought and the reduction in the use of water, it's compounded the issue. We will be coming back to the council in order to adjust and make recommendations to the council, and we're working right now with our consultants at RCAC in order to provide them the information for them to do their analysis on the current rate structure and system and make their recommendations in terms of moving forward on the improvements to the system.
The city will be contracting with RCAC to conduct a water rate study, which is needed as a first step in the Prop 218 process for increasing rates. The City Council had voted on contracting with Bartle Wells for the rate study on June 3, 2014. However, when asked, Knopp stated that the city had never entered into an agreement for this. The minutes from the June 3rd meeting that are posted online by the city are incomplete and do not include the outcome of the vote. However, the ongoing Bartle Wells rate study has been referenced multiple times since June 3rd by council members and former city manager Jim Stretch. A request for documentation to resolve the discrepancy has been submitted by this reporter, and further information will be forthcoming. No matter who does the water rate study, the residents will be faced with rate increases on top of the already high rates currently being paid. There will be a budget study session held on Wednesday, May 27th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video of the council meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held Tuesday, May 19th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.